Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I've been suffering.
I am not comparing my nose operation to childbirth.
Oh, put your bum up, don't put your bum bum down. Hi, and welcome back to the Therapy Crouch. It's me, Abby Clancy.
And me, Peter Crouch.
So we've got a little sick boy with us today.
No, I'm not sick. I've gone through this for the listener experience because my nose, it sounds like I'm underwater. My whole voice has changed. Like I've not been able to smell for ages, have I? I've basically got polyps and I've had an operation this week. So although I still sound like I'm underwater.
Yeah, but you only had your surgery 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, that will lead me on nicely to my wine. But for now, I'll give you a little bit of sympathy. Yeah, so he's had this major operation on his nose.
Yeah.
Major operation.
It's a huge deal. You know, anyone who's had polyps before will tell you it's a huge op. Done well to get through it. But for the listeners that I know that are into the Therapy Crouch every week, you know, I'm here for you.
What are polyps?
It's basically like a bunch of grapes all in his sinuses.
All my sinuses. Like, it got to the stage where I felt like it was coming out my ears, my nose, my sinuses here. And obviously,
it takes it's 10 days for his.
So it will be next week. I'll be clear, and the experience for you listeners, although you like me husky,
it's not husky, it's more dauphage. It's more dauphage.
But that's not my real voice. It's like, obviously, I've been suffering.
It is going to take 10 days for his voice to repair. But now I'm not going to be able to take the pee out of you.
Well, I don't know, because I don't think it's going to change that drastically. I still sound dopey.
But I like you dopey. Do you know, this one thing about this new mic setup, I feel like I can't reach you.
But that's another thing. You know, we're always thinking of listener experience. And I think us waving it around wasn't doing a great job.
Yeah, because I am quite expressive with my hands. So yeah. Holding the mic wasn't ideal, really.
We're just rattling it around and making noises.
So we've had an eventful week, haven't we?
Yeah.
We went to one of our friends, Killian's 30th, and me and Pete were on a mission. We had a set mindset, you know, we trying to keep up with all these young pups. You know, obviously Pete was old enough to be their dad.
That's not sure I would have. I'd have been 12 if I had Killian.
But people can have kids at 12.
Slightly older, that's all. Not like older dad, could be his older brother.
From a previous marriage. You'd be like the older brother from a previous marriage. No, but we were really like...
Stepbrother.
I was feeling really kind of insecure about my age.
Go ahead.
For the first time.
I don't know why you're asked about it.
I don't know.
Just like, I don't think it needs to be a thing.
Yeah, because normally all our friends are older than us, so I feel great when I go out with them. Not a wrinkle in sight compared to them old bags. But it was the opposite. It was the opposite that on this particular weekend, I was thinking, oh God, all these girls are like 20 odd and I'm exhausted anyway from just working and being with the kids. And I don't know. Just this level of insecurity came over me. And I was like, can we keep up? But we did.
Oh, of course we did.
And I do think...
We're old school.
Yeah. Well, that's like...
Say that again.
It's even like...
In every sense of the word.
It's even like the footballers now, like back in the day. When you used to play, they used to like go out and drink and stuff like that. But now like all the players are like really health conscious and don't drink and vegan and blah, blah, blah. It's like...
I was in a transitional period. Like right at the start, it was probably a little bit unprofessional. And then it got more and more professional. And then by the end of my career, it was very much, you know, got this boozing on a Tuesday and things like that. It just stopped. It wasn't...
Yeah, but to be fair, you never did that.
No, like I did, it wasn't, you know, you got to be dedicated to what you're doing, I think.
Mm.
You know, but there was certainly older players when I first started, it was like crazy to, you know, to what they do now.
But didn't in the olden days, they used to like go in at half time and have like a pint of Guinness or something? Is that true? Or
no, they'd have a fag. Like, you know, there's pictures of the 66 World Cup team, you know, having a fag after the game just in the dressing room with like with beers and things like that.
That just seems mad, that, yeah, doesn't it?
Half time, it's standard practice. Like everyone used to smoke.
I know it'll bring me breath back.
Yeah.
And I
sing. Yeah, I sing it half time. Different times, isn't
different
it?
Times. But I felt like on this weekend we kept up.
Mm.
We kept up the pace, and I think we were possibly the most funnest out of the whole group.
Well, yeah. We would
even
say
if you
that.
Do say so yourself.
Even though you do say so yourself. No, but honestly, I don't know what
could... I thought you were the most fun, mate, definitely.
Yeah, because you love me and me and you think we're fun and we're probably not. No, so we had that was a great couple of days. And, you know, the whole hangover experience, because we left the kids at home at my mom, the whole hangover experience with no kids is actually so enjoyable.
It's actually a nice day. Like, you know, you get up and you go, oh, I don't feel great, whatever. But you have a shower and then you get back into bed. And like we ordered room service.
No, we got like what we actually did. We went to bed. We had probably about 4 hours, 5 hours sleep. Then we got up, had a shower, went to get a massage and a facial. Oh, I can't believe. And then
I was sitting there in the facial bit, right? So when you get a facial, me and Ab in like things, you just lean back at face gym.
It's face gym again.
Yeah, we're big fans of the face gym, right? So I'm sitting there, me and Ab, and I'm thinking, because it's in the sort of lobby way as you go through to the spa, I'm thinking, I just hope none of the lads come in. Because there was loads. It was loads.
All the lads had gone like clay pigeon shooting.
They went clay pigeon shooting. And I'd paid for clay pigeon shooting, but I thought, I just want to have a spa day.
You know what? I love that about you, because you're literally like one of the girls when it comes to a spa, and I love it.
I should have gone shooting with the lads. I should have definitely gone shooting with the lads. But I could hear, you know, you could hear the clays going up, and I thought, I'm just lying there with cucumbers on my eyes.
Whale music on.
But he was literally, literally like this, because I actually don't like that setup there in
where
that place.
It just feels like you're in the...
Because you're actually in a walkway through, so people are like looking at you when you go through, which... kind of makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, but when everyone,
and it's also in the relaxation zone where everyone's like chilling, like before or after the massages, and Pete's like this in the chair.
Pre-nose-op.
Polyps galore.
Pre-nose-op. Yeah.
Pre-nose-op. And obviously that hungover and that tired, like, you know, when that, it's like that deep snore that you can't control. Well, I've never done it, but you have.
Yeah, well, it's because of this nose thing. Like, I just hope it, you know, this is going to make it better. There's going to be no more of that.
It will. And so we had the facial, we had our massage, then we went back to our room, lit the fire. Oh,
yeah.
And then we ordered every cheese-based dish on the menu. So we had pizza, we had macaroni cheese, you had a cheese board,
yeah,
chicken and chips. Oh my God, it was just heaven, like getting in bed, watching a movie, eating ourselves to death. And then we were just like drifting in and out of sleep. It was just amazing, wasn't it?
What great, like, we haven't had a hangover like that for like a long time.
No, and then straight back on the booze.
I actually enjoyed it. Yeah.
And then 5:30, a knock at the door. Yet we actually didn't do ourselves that proud the next day. We slipped, didn't we? We had to slip at 11 because I literally couldn't hack it.
No, that was, yeah.
I thought I was going to die. You know, greeted with a margarita. Yeah. A liquid one, not a pizza version. Like, try not to vomit in the waiter's face. Like, oh, can I do this again? Although I discovered that new drink that I like, Paloma.
Oh, yeah? Well, I still didn't really get to grips with what that was. What is it?
I actually don't know, but it's nice. It's fruity.
Yeah.
Fruity, maybe like orange, soda and tequila, maybe.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you know what a Paloma is, get in touch. TherapyGarage.com.
Yeah.
And what about the rest of the week? I heard Snoop Dogg getting back.
Yeah, I missed out on Snoop Dogg because I had a nose consultation, unfortunately, so I couldn't. We couldn't go. We wanted to go to Snoop Dogg. It looked good.
Ooh wee.
Couldn't go to that. I had a charity dinner at Lord's, which was amazing. I'd never been to Lord's before. Home of cricket. We're in the long room at Lord's, and I had a little tour of Lord's. What an amazing, incredible place. Like, I'm not a cricket fan, but just being around that kind of history was amazing, really. Yeah, I really enjoyed having a look around.
I don't know anything about cricket, and I really offended Sophia's teacher, who used to be an ex-cricket player. Or a professional cricket player. And because Sophia's had to make a choice for summer term between like tennis or cricket. And I don't think anyone plays cricket in Liverpool. Never even heard of it up there. And I didn't.
Never heard of it up there.
Well, I used to play rounders at school, not cricket. And yeah. And I said to the teacher, well, was cricket basically rounders? And he went ballistic at me. He wasn't happy with that comment at all. But as I say, I've never watched it. I've never played it.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually, I think, like, I didn't get it as a kid. I was football and tennis, but I'm starting to warm to it now. I understand a bit more about it, and I get it.
But tennis is a great game.
My favorite thing, right? I took Ab to when we were in Portugal, played tennis, and we also played paddle tennis, and
it's completely different.
It's so much fun watching her. Like, as the ball bounces, right, you turn your whole body and hit it out of the entire court every single time.
I know.
But it's unreal. She cannot get to grips with her body shape. If your body's like facing this way, you can get it over the net. But you come at it and just gently guide it over the net that holds the court in place.
So a paddle court is like a fenced tennis court, kind of like a squash court, but it's fenced all the way. But there is like a tennis ball size gap in between the railing and the pole. And every time I'd get it through that hole, no matter where it was, like if someone paid you what's a tennis player called? Andy Murray. I reckon Andy Murray couldn't even get it out of that gap every time.
Every time.
And I did.
It's unbelievable. But it's not in the court. It's just straight out every time. So there's no, we can't even rally.
But it's enclosed. So it's just a gap to get it out of.
It's incredible. I tried to just align your body a bit more, but you just go straight back into just hitting it out.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Like growing up, my dad was very much like the boys play sport and the girls like stay at home and go shopping and cook with the mum. Like, so I am crap at everything, which is so annoying. I would love to have a game of tennis with you because you're amazing at every single sport. And I kind of feel like I miss out. And, you know, there's only so much coaching Pete likes to do before he gets fed up with me and is like, give me a real player to deal with.
It is. Like, I like playing, but like, there's no real game. If you just keep hitting it out of the court, it's just not fun. But
I booked myself some tennis lessons though over Easter.
Yeah.
So I've started riding again, which is amazing. And I love it. And I am doing some tennis and golf lessons.
I got a slight issue with tennis lessons only because I know a friend of a friend who was playing tennis with his wife and he beat her and then she was like not having it. So she went and got tennis lessons. She beat him. So he went, right, I'm going to get more tennis lessons. Did that. Anyway, then she got intense one-on-one coaching and then left him for the tennis coach.
Shut up.
I get that.
Oh my God.
I get that.
They had like a real big battle about it and then she just won.
They were intense because, one of my lessons.
So that's slightly worrying.
New balls, please.
Literally, yeah.
New balls.
New balls, please.
Juice. What? I don't know. That's what they say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Juice. Sipping on gin and juice, she was. No, that'll never happen.
I hope not.
I'm not that competitive. I'm literally the arse.
Yeah, you'll never beat me. Yeah. Might run off with the tennis coach.
Yeah, but you could get like a female tennis coach and do the same thing.
Okay.
No, you can't. I'm saying it could happen.
Could happen.
Yeah.
Would you like to move into the weekly wine club, babe? I've poured us a nice couple of glasses of Rioja.
Ugh. Oh, I can't even think of alcohol still after the weekend. But I have got a weekly wine, kind of.
You have?
Yeah. It's kind of like you milking being a patient.
I've had a really intense operation.
It's like I just go back to the time where I gave birth, like, and 3 hours later.
When... Very similar, I think.
Babe, you've had a fucking...
I had 2 hours of intense kind of labour, really, when they were ripping stuff out of my nose.
It took about 5 minutes to do the operation, she said.
Mm-hmm. Tense.
And he was, like, fully knocked out. Like, I gave birth naturally, awake, and 4 times.
Okay. But I am not comparing my nose operation to childbirth.
But you wouldn't think that. He's been lying on the couch, like, ringing a little bell when he wants something. I need water. I need paracetamol. Can you get my nasal spray? Can, like, literally waiting on him hand and foot, which I don't mind because you're not a bad person and you're always, like,
not
really,
a bad person.
No, you're always really good, so I don't mind you, like, and you're, like, never sick, touch woods, but you have milked it a bit too much.
Have I?
It's like when I gave birth, literally.
Why does everything have to go back to when you gave birth? I can't give birth. If I could, I would.
No, but it's like how serious, like, you didn't take it. It's like...
I took your birth very seriously.
When Pete was obviously lying in the bed next to me, getting all the attention off the nurses when he had that groin operation and then was in hospital. I literally got discharged from hospital. And then he wanted me to bring him a charger in, like 3 hours after
I gave
birth.
We've talked about this before. The charging situation was because you were coming in anyway. It's like, can you grab me a charger when you're coming in anyway? I wasn't, like, dragging you up there.
No, because I wouldn't have come otherwise. If you didn't need a charger, I wouldn't have come.
That's not true. You were coming anyway, Nutter. Yeah. Well, all right, listen, you know, it's something to bear in mind. I've dragged it out.
Yeah, but it's a man thing. It's like, even if you get cold, like, when you're a woman, and I know this might sound really sexist, but you don't have time to get in bed and relax or wallow in self-pity in bed when you're ill. You just have to get on with it feeling crap. And with men, it's a whole different ballgame.
It's because it's a different disease, isn't it? The man flu.
No, you just can't cope. You're just weak.
You lot, just the weekly wine club is basically what you do on a daily basis, isn't it, really? We just do this and record it.
What?
Your weekly wine. You have a daily wine, but this one we capture.
I don't get it.
Like, we're calling this a weekly wine club, but, like, you do this to me every day.
Wine at you?
Yeah. And, like...
You wine at me?
We call this the weekly wine club. We just capture this one on the record.
Okay. Go on, hit me with yours then.
Well, yours is just... I think it's something that we've brought up before.
Up before?
Well, it is floor above. Before. Yeah, it's when we go to bed and you drag me up to bed, even if I'm watching something downstairs, and you'll say, come on, let's watch something together, let's watch something together. And then we'll go upstairs and I'll put something on and you'll just go on your phone like that, and not even watch any of it. Then ask me, what's happening? Oh, I'm not really into this. So then I have to change what we're watching because you've been looking at your phone and not watching
it. No, because I'm listening. I can multitask, unlike you.
How can you be looking at your phone?
You can't say the going to bed thing is your wine because that's my wine.
Why?
Like, every night we'll say we're having an early night, and every single night you come in the room, you're walking snail pace, -5 miles an hour, going to brush your teeth, then you're walking into the dressing room, then you're walking
just
out.
Just doing what everyone does before bed.
No, but it drives me mad.
Getting ready
it's
for
so
bed.
It's so slow and we've wasted so much time.
I have so many jobs to do before bed.
Like
when
what?
You just get into bed.
You've only got...
Not a care in the world. I've got lock up, put the dog away, feed the dog, take him out to the toilet, put all the kids to bed.
This is bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
I've got so many things to do. I make you a cup of tea every single night. Bring up a little biscuit for you.
So is that you see that as a chore?
Not a chore, but it's just you're telling me that I'm moving at snail's pace.
All
I'm telling
you,
you've got a list of to-do list as long as my arm.
All you need to do is make my cup of tea and come up. That's it.
Listen to her.
I do everything
Lady
else.
Lady Muck. You're a disgrace, actually.
No, that's...
You're an absolute disgrace.
No, I'm not saying, like, make my cup of tea. I'm saying, literally, that's all you need to do.
Yeah, I just feel like I've got a lot of things to do, you know, while you're just lying there on Net-A-Porter or something.
Meanwhile, I'm keeping your side warm.
Yeah. Still don't understand that either. But other than that, all good, really. So, well done this week.
Get my wine.
Okay.
I'm only joking. Thanks, babe. No, we've actually had a lot of fun this week. We've kept up with the young ones. We've been out and about. Yeah, so I just thought today's topic should be about aging and how you feel about it. And
we could start, I suppose. We found it this weekend, didn't we? So we thought we might as well use it as a topic this week. Is that we were, you know, at 30-year-old's birthday, you felt a little bit like, are we too old and all this and that? I didn't at all. I thought, you know, they're our mates. It was good fun. And we had a laugh with them. Didn't feel for one second. But then it brought up the conversation of like getting older, I suppose.
Mm.
And how do you feel about that? And, you know, I remember talking to one of my mates recently and he said, do you know, we've realised we've reached our peak.
Yeah, I know.
And now it's like
downhill.
That's a grim thought, isn't it? Like, you've had your peak.
You have had your peak.
I haven't.
You have?
No, you have. I know
I have. But you genuinely have. You're not going to get better now. You're only going
to... But I disagree, though, because, like, I feel like I have got better.
Well, men, that's like the unfair thing. Like, women give birth. They take on all the burdens of family life. They're the rocks of the family.
Why is this men v women all the time?
Because it is.
Why?
And then... No, you know, men do age so much better than women, unfairly, I think.
Some do, though, but some don't. Well,
like that actor, like, English Hollywood A-lister actor that we watched last night in a film, he looks terrible. Terrible now, doesn't he? He's got the full monkey's bum on his head.
What can you do about that, though? Like, other than have a hair transplant? But,
I'm telling you now, like, if I was a man, I'd definitely get a hair transplant.
I'm not against it. I feel if I have the monkey's bum or the island, I think...
Steve McDonald.
Yes. Steve McDonald.
It's if your forehead turns into a five head, I think something needs to be addressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not against that. I'm not against it. It's something that I would look into.
But I think, you know, women, you know, it's kind of a tricky place to be, because you do want to grow old gracefully and still remain yourself. But also you don't want to be like, well, I don't want to be old and wrinkly. And
you're going to get lines on your face though, right?
Like, I've got loads.
I'm looking at my, like, you, if you're expressive.
Which you know, I am.
You don't want to have no lines.
No. I used to be like so much more fuller face when I was younger. Like a fat face.
Mm.
And then it kind of after kids went like more drawn, and now I'm going like a bit fatter again in the face. Not fatter, but like fuller. I think, you know, you change throughout your life, and I think my personal choice would be to look after myself and get facials and get a tweak here and there. Basically what I'm trying to say is I'm not opposed to plastic surgery if it makes you feel more confident in your own skin and makes you feel good about yourself. Then I don't
see. So it's so worrying, like when you see the horror stories and stuff, and like you see,
yeah,
people who look so different.
Yeah,
and that worries me big time.
Yeah,
when you say that.
But there's so many girls who've had stuff done who you don't notice because it's just been done properly.
Well, I don't notice, but you tell me every time we put on a show or we watch.
She's like, had work done.
Yeah. Oh, look, yeah. She never used to look like that.
Oh, she's had loads done. She's
everyone, like, why do you girls say that every time? Someone will come on and you go like, yeah, but she's had loads of work done. We go, oh, she's beautiful. Oh, no, yeah, but she's had loads.
As if you've ever said anyone's beautiful.
I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare, but you'd say it and I'd go, ah. I'd just do that face. Ah. And then...
I think, well, I'm territorial and I can't help that.
Yeah, but you do say it a lot. So are you saying to me, like, there's loads of women out there that have had stuff done and whatever?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying people do get stuff done.
Mm.
But a good job is when you don't notice it and you don't. What?
Yeah. That's true.
It is.
Yeah, that is true. Like, but, no, but how do you know? I mean, until you've had it done. That's
because they're 95 and they haven't got one line on the face.
Yeah, but then you couldn't be 45 and look like a monster.
Yeah,
this is my issue. Like, it's such a dangerous kind of thing. I think can be
if you get it wrong. Also, it makes people feel good about themselves. There's got to be a bit, and it's personal choice. Some people want to have like huge lips or huge boobs or whatever. You know, it's their personal choice if that's what they
want. How do you feel about me coming in with a massive pair of like fake pectorals?
I love it because you've got knobs.
And a monster. But like a massive gun.
Be over the bloody
moon. Would you
know? No, I'm not into muscly men.
No, but like seriously, like because you can have like, I could have like them tattooed or something on. You know, like some.
I can contour you with the spray tan gun. No, you've got an incredible six pack. You don't need to have that.
No, but I mean, you know, like if you just, people just, like for instance, did that.
But the men are actually getting worse than women on these things. Like, you know, it is a real thing getting like, men get like butt implants and pecs and guns. You know, they do it now, which.
Yeah. But I think there's a difference between that kind. I think that's ridiculous, really. But that and, but working out or, you know, taking care of your face.
Yeah, but if you
had it going to the face gym every now and then. You know, putting moisturizer on.
Yeah, but
you know,
technology, looking after yourself. Beauty technology has advanced so much. It's not like 30 years ago when you just put a little bit of Nivea on your face. You know, there's so many incredible things out now, like high frequency machines and, you know, skin tightening, fat dissolver. And there's all these incredible things that help maintain youth.
What do you do? Like, do you want to tell everyone what you get up to, like fitness wise?
For me, I love Pilates and I like to go to the gym. I like to work. You know, it's kind of hard, like fitting it in with the kids and work. And I think when you get out of that routine, it's really hard to like motivate yourself and get back into it. And like throughout my life, I haven't really struggled with my weight.
Mm.
So I think already that kind of incentive's gone. Like, you know, friends of mine or whoever, like they have to work out every day to maintain their figure.
Yeah.
And that's something like you and I both, I've never really had to worry about. So because of that, you kind of, your main focus isn't on the gym. And even though you kind of, you should be doing it for your overall fitness and mental health and everything, you just kind of, it goes like a bit secondary. Mm. But I do feel as I've got older, it is easier to put on weight and I like going to the gym. It just gives me more energy.
Yeah.
I'm more focused and, you know, stops me feeling tired and lethargic. So I like to do the classes like a HIIT, boxer size. We started doing a bit of boxing together, didn't we? Because this is what we said we'd do when Pete retired.
Mm.
We'd like work out together and go for lunch and walk the dogs. Like, it's not been...
Well, it's not been that. No, I've been busy. And also, you don't want to walk the dog or go to the gym with me. So... No, we've realised that really quickly.
No, because you don't like doing it. I can't physically go to the gym and do it myself because the second I feel pain, I'll stop. I need to do a class where they're like shouting at you like, 10 more, get down, go, go, go. I need that to motivate me.
Yep.
Or...
Whereas I probably don't as much.
No, you don't because like it's like health and fitness has like been ingrained in you.
Yeah.
And obviously we eat healthy, don't we?
Yeah.
Like we do, you know, our cheese fest that we had over the weekend. Do you know, we ate pizza for 4 days last week. 4 days.
They were nice pizzas though, weren't they?
Like
fresh ones.
Amazing.
No, they were like fresh,
it's nice so ones. Bad. On the Sunday, we went to our friends to watch the boat race and they had a pizza van, the Slow Dough Pizza, who we love. We always get them every time we have a party. They're incredible. And she had them. So I was like, fucking hell, I'm eating pizza again.
Yeah.
So after that weekend, I feel like I want to eat healthy, get on the juices, get the gym, go horse riding. Because that's harder than any workout.
Horse riding?
Yeah. So what do you like to do to work out? I feel like we're on a first date and it's like really, I can imagine your mate Rob having this banter on his date.
And Rob, because he's into fitness.
Rob's like a personal trainer, one of Pete's best mates. And it's like, so what do you do to work out?
Well, what How many kg can you lift? Oh, I'm benching loads now.
Look, he's swerved. That, you know, Pete nearly died once.
Oh, no. Fucking hell. She loves this story.
So Pete was in the gym, like holding the bar with the weights at the end, and it fell off. On his throat.
Clotheslined yourself.
And he was choking to death in the Liverpool gym.
Oh, my.
And he had to get rescued by some of the players, didn't you?
One of the young lads had reported back anyway, and Ab found out that this had happened. But you know when you don't put on the thing properly?
Yeah.
And they fell off the end, and then I went like that. It wasn't on my neck. It was like that. It went off, and then it came off there, and I went, oh, fucking hell. I put it down. Anyway, it turned into this whole, like, I almost died. I was lifting too much weight that I couldn't control.
Weak Peter.
It was a good story. I'll give you that.
Never let the truth get away with a good story.
Yeah, it wasn't the truth.
It was the truth. You just don't want me to have that image of you in my head.
Like super bad.
Babe, I've seen you bench press. It's hot.
Fucking it was.
It's got two little 4 kgs in the dressing room.
I'm up to 5 on each now. I feel like when we're getting old, when I'm getting old or whatever, are you gonna fancy me less? Like
no.
You wouldn't when your balls are saggy. Like, that's what I always think. You know, like
your balls are already saggy, hon.
You know when your balls are saggy and like, I don't know, you can tuck your boobs into your belt.
I can already do that, hon. No, but it's
your
like
grey hair or like long nose hair or
babe, you've got all of that.
That's what
you've
saying,
got the big long Joe McCrurick eyebrows now.
Is that gonna be a thing?
Or no, because I wonder,
is your love deeper than that? That's what I'm just trying to say.
I don't think couples who love each other see age.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because your face that I look at every day is still the same face. I feel like I've been looking at for the past 16 years. It's not like you've changed or gone old or whatever.
Mm. But I must have.
You must have.
But I'm talking, I don't know. It's like when you're 60 and 70, like, do you still fancy each other like as much?
I think, you know, there does come a point where people don't find you as attractive because you are married, older, and multiple children.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For both men and women?
No, not now. Not for you, yeah. No way.
But I remember speaking to someone the other day about this, about getting old and stuff, and they actually really changed my mindset on it. That they said, you're actually lucky to get old. You know, some people don't even have that luxury of getting old.
Mm.
You know, think of all the things that you can see in your life and experience. Like, you know, the film Up, where it's like the granny and granddad still in love. Like, I actually look forward to them days. You know, we always talk about like having our grandkids, like when our mums won't mind our kids ever. And where I was like, God, when we're grandparents, we'll always look after our grandkids.
But also, there's so much to look forward to. Like, imagine when your kids are older and you've got like you know, loads of, you know, even grandkids, like you say, and like.
But look at like my mum and dad now, like when we all go out together, like all the kids are grown up, and it's great.
No responsibility, like the kids are grown up, and you know, you've got more time on your hands, and just slow it all down and go on nice holidays, hopefully, and.
Yeah. So yeah, I think, you know, if you want to get tweaks to your appearance to help you, you know, stay looking young or make, if you want to tweak your appearance to maintain your youth or build your confidence, I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I am not against people getting plastic surgery. For me, it definitely the natural look would always be a better option.
I also think getting old is a mindset as well. Like if you don't allow it, you know, if you don't allow that to settle in, if you keep busy and you keep on top of things, keep your health, you keep fitness, and just keep doing what you want to do, you know, just because you get past a certain age.
Yeah, well, people like my dad and stuff like that, they say they still feel like 25, and I'm not saying I felt old. This age worry did come over me for some reason, but I don't feel old. I still feel like I'm like 18 in the head.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing the worm at 4 a.m.
And I've never been so proud.
Well, it wasn't that someone videoed it and I was actually just lying on the floor on my belly.
It was.
Literally it wasn't no worm.
It wasn't a worm. She lit up.
In my head, I was like Jason Orange, like doing all this.
Her head just came up.
Like, that's another... Sorry, that's another reason why it made me feel old, because I was like, I felt like Jason Orange in my head, and I was like, who's Jason Orange? I was like, he didn't fucking Take That.
I remember I put on Simply Red as well and everyone booed that off.
Oh, no. Mm.
Yeah, but we're quite young to be Simply Red fans.
Yeah, I suppose.
And we've just got good taste. But the worm, you were breakdancing and everything. We've still got it, babe. We're still young and hip.
We've still got it, babe. We've still got it.
Still got it.
Right, here we go. Agony Ave. Big fan of this, aren't we? Hi, Abby and Peter. Love the pod. You two are hilarious. Just had a few babies and I'm in my late 30s now. My husband of 8 years is the best man I've ever met and we're completely in love. We watch your pod every Tuesday with a glass of vino. I've never really been completely happy with my body, especially my tiny boobs. They're like two little bee stings. My husband said he likes them, but I think he's just being nice. After having kids, they're not as perky as they once were, and I think it's time to get implants. I've always wanted bigger boobs my entire life, and now is my chance. I've discussed this with my other half, and based on his cheesy grin, it puts on his face, it seems he's on board with the idea. Do I go for it and get really big ones I've always dreamed of, or do I just go back to my perky yet little old self? Does the bigger the better rule apply here, or do I need to just calm down and stick to what I know? Pete, sorry in advance if this is an awkward question for you, but feel free to get involved in the discussion. I'm totally comfortable with it. Big juggernauts.
I loved it.
All I've dreamed of as well.
Well.
That was a joke, by the way. I'm going to leave this entirely to you.
Yeah, men always say like their ideal thing is anything that you've got, and then when you like, and it's just a lie.
Boobs is a weird one, isn't it? Like,
you're more of a bum man than a boob man, though, aren't you?
I reckon so. Yeah, boobs is a thing. Is
God, my boobs are better than my bum. Bum's like a bloody.
Bum's awesome.
Bag of laundry.
Bag of laundry.
Bag of wash.
Half a bag, flat as a pancake. That's what I need to work on, actually.
No, you don't put that your bum down. Bum's lovely. Ridiculous.
Oh, put your bum up, don't put your bum down.
Don't put your bum down.
You've got the smallest bum. It's like a little limb. It's like a little conker in a hanky. It is. It really is.
Oh, dear.
It is. Conquering a hanky.
Oh, dear. Let's get back to our boobs, please.
Let's get back to boobies. You know, your body does drastically change after you've given birth. Mm. You know, I went from having poops like this big to flat as a pancake four times. Like, it was ridiculous.
It was in and out, wasn't it?
Like, oh my God.
You had big boobs like
before. Well, you used to think I had implants, didn't you?
I did think that, yeah.
I used to have humongous boobs. And then...
Remember, I had to feel them to investigate, didn't I? It took me ages. But I came to the conclusion that they were actually real.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if boobs are real or fake. What matters is you feel comfortable and confident in your own body. And I know from experience, after you've had kids, it takes a long time for them to get back. And sometimes they don't even come back, or sometimes they go double the size.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is different. What was her name?
Doesn't say, actually. Anon.
I'm with her. If whatever she wants to do to make herself feel better, do. I wouldn't ever get any plastic surgery or do anything to your body for someone else's benefit. It has to be for you. If it
confidence wise and things.
Yeah, if it makes you feel confident and happy, don't do it for someone else. Do it for yourself, or don't do it for yourself. You know,
and nothing too drastic, really. Like, you don't want to go too massive, like she's saying here, do you?
Oh, if I was her, and she's saying obviously her boobs aren't what they used to be, and she did decide to go ahead with a boob job, I would go similar to what she had before, because that's like kind of natural to her body.
Mm. Okay.
Hi, Abby and Peter. I thought I'd do my boyfriend up and send him to get a full set of veneers. Oh God, a turkey job. But he's a big lad's lad.
Right, right.
So he's not, he sounds like he's not a vain kind of fun boy kind
of. Yeah, so he's got potential to get ripped in the pub.
Yeah, but all the lads have them veneers?
Mm. No, not all.
a lot of them.
But I had my front four veneers, but like I had them knocked out.
Yeah.
So I had an excuse.
People think I've got veneers, and I'm like, do you think I would get veneers, number one, this big, and number one, this wonky?
Your teeth are amazing. They're not wonky, are they?
They are wonky.
They're white.
Yeah, because I had my brace off when we went into frigging lockdown, so they all moved again.
They look good.
And I didn't get the wire on. I quite liked having them train tracks. I might get them back. Mm. Did you like them?
I did, yeah.
Me too. So it turns out he's terrified of needles. Like, he passes out as soon as he sees one job. The big wuss decided to go for it with no anaesthetic. For anyone who doesn't know, when you get veneers, they have to shave your teeth down with an electric sander type thing into little baby fangs. After getting the first one done, I could see him grabbing the arms of the dentist chairs with tears rolling down his face. Second tooth in, and he jumps out of the chair saying, fuck this, and runs out. Now he's so angry for asking me to get, for making me get his teeth done, but in my defense, they did look like a row of bombed out houses before. He's currently got two baby vampire fangs for front teeth and is refusing to get them finished. I actually can't even look at him without laughing. Never mind, kiss him. Please help, Agony Ab, or my love life depends on it.
So he's had them filed down, and they haven't put the cap on or anything like that.
Because he's in too much pain. But I don't get this whole veneer thing. I actually think it's a crime for dentists to do that to young, healthy teeth. Mm. Like, veneers, they don't last forever. They last for about 10 years. And if you file your teeth down, you've got nothing to put the... obviously, this is what my dentist said to me. So obviously, when the veneers come off or need to be renewed, you have to get like a bridge, because there's no original tooth to put it back onto. Mm. It's not as simple as let's have nice teeth. The upkeep and the maintenance of veneers is a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to keep your teeth as long as you can.
But also, like, she described them as a row of bombed houses, right? You don't want them either, do you? So if that is the option, then you go for it.
But you know what? I quite like a bit of character in the mouth. like wonky teeth that are nice, clean and white looks great. Yeah. There's so many people who are so charismatic and they've got like wonky teeth, but they're like, clean. Like, that's just I like imperfections rather than perfection on people.
I agree with that.
Like, the people
you
I
like too polished, can't you?
Yeah, the people I like to look at, and I don't even mean like in a sexual way or anything like that. People who I just like their faces. Do you know what I mean?
Character about
character. It. And it's normally like wonky teeth or a wonky nose, or, you know, that's what I like to look at.
I get a lot of grief for my big teeth, don't I?
You do?
Like a horse mouth. I think it's my laugh. Like, I can't control it.
But what would you rather have? I'd rather have big teeth than small.
I think it's big, yeah.
I like big teeth. And I also think people who say that are just jealous.
Mm, of my big hamsters.
Yeah, but your teeth were the same. Is that before you got veneers?
Yeah, I know, yeah. But I only got the front four in.
Pete actually got his teeth knocked out, the roof of his mouth. The front of his teeth, they come out. The teeth were in the roof of his mouth and the front palate had flicked out of the skin and the bone had broke that way. It was horrendous. But you've had nothing but trouble since, have you? You know, it's... Yes, you know, I wouldn't take getting veneers lightly.
No, definitely not.
Especially all these like young kids.
You have to
kids.
Like floss like every day as well. Like it's horrendous.
It's putting something foreign into your body.
Mm. It feels what? Foreign as well.
Are you laughing at?
It feels like alien.
Oh, don't get me wrong. They look incredible. And you know.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. They look incredible. Oh, I'm looking at them now. They are fantastic.
No, not
fantastic.
You. I mean, when people get veneers, like they look great, but...
Not you.
Not yours. No, they look great, but it scares me now. It's too permanent.
What's he going to do? So how are we going to help him? He's got two baby vampire fangs, front teeth. He's refusing to get them finished. Can't look at him without laughing. Can't kiss him and the rest of it. So
well, you know, you can get gassed. You don't have to get the needle. He could get the gas sedation. Instead,
he's got a man up, take the needle. He can't walk around with two like stumps.
He can't go from being that vain to getting a full set of take deep to heaven.
No,
like
he's got a man up. He can't go around like
so,
that.
So turkey teeth, that's because they go to Turkey to get them for anyone who doesn't know what that is. Mm. But you've seen them knocking around.
Yeah. Great. All right. Well, tell him he's got to get it done, unfortunately. Right. Hi, Abby and Pete. Another message from your favourite Spaniard, Anon. My bird has just spent her life savings on Botox and I don't know exactly what she's done, but I want a refund on her behalf. I don't have the heart to say anything, but she's onto it. I think she's unhappy with it as well, but she's just trying to blend it. As I said, I don't really like that look, but she said I'd like it. She's considering getting more done to fix the botched job. Is this a bad idea or just damage control?
Well, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know how to answer that question. No, a bit of Botox is fine, I think.
Yeah. But obviously, he's saying he's not into it and she's not happy with it. Does she go
in? Because it can go wrong.
So what happens it here?
We need Natalie Kelly back on.
Yeah.
Tell us what to do with it. Well, I doubt she's ever done a botched job. But, yeah. You know, it can go wrong. It's like anything. It's that risk you've got to take. If you want to start messing around with your face, you open yourself up to a risk. I would say, obviously I'm no doctor, but I would say generally Botox is a kind of... Like Cindy Crawford's been getting Botox since she was 21.
Yeah, but would Cindy Crawford go the same as, you know, Deborah from Slough?
Same place.
What I'm saying is there levels to it? Like where, you know, you might have... You know, not the finances. I don't know. There might be people that
no,
doing
because
it.
It kind of, I think Botox costs the same.
Yeah, okay.
Like across the board, near enough.
Mm.
You just, I think I would just say do your research and go to an amazing practitioner who's got a good reputation and you can see some of their work because it's so hard now with like Instagram and stuff. Like people, you know, you can make any picture look however you want. So, you know, just going off Instagram alone is not a reliable source. I think you need to, before you kind of start doing them kind of things, I'd definitely do your research.
Okay.
Hi, Abby and Pete. Firstly, I really love the pod. It does brighten up my Tuesdays, so thank you. I have a big debate going on in my house and I'd love to know your thoughts. My husband and I have been together for 10 years and have a 5-year-old daughter. My husband gets up for work at 5:30 a.m. and every day and leaves the house at 6:30. God, that's a long time to get ready for a man.
What, an hour? He gets up at 5:30, he leaves at 6:30.
If you have to leave at 5:30, you get up at 5:15.
That's true.
He wants me to get up with him and basically watch him get ready for work every morning because
God,
all of us...
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
That's what you do, yeah.
I think that's cute.
What is cute about it?
What?
What is cute about it?
I watch you get ready for...
You don't. You're fast asleep when I'll get ready. I'm gone. I'll give you
You've
a kiss.
You've just said I do it.
No, you make me watch you get ready. You do.
No, I
you
don't.
Do. You talk to me, lights on, hairdryers going, showers on, door wide open. You basically make me watch you.
Well, you know how to cure that. You can just go and sleep in another room in future.
I like watching you get ready. I just don't like listening to it.
I also work full-time and look after the house, doing all the life house admin, as well as school runs and bedtime, and I'm always the last one to go to bed every night. My daughter comes into my bed at 7 a.m. and we have a nice five-minute cuddle, which is my favourite part of the day. I feel like he's being unreasonable, expecting me to get up even earlier to not actually gain anything apart from less sleep. Steph?
Yeah, I think if you're getting up at 5:30, you should keep... You could do it yourself. You know what I mean? You don't need...
5:30 is anything with 5 in it.
A bit early.
It's too early.
I think like
anything at 5 at the start is too early and it seems unreasonable. If he was getting up at 6, then I'd maybe... What?
5:59
is even too early. It still starts with a 5. It just doesn't sound right.
No, I agree with you.
But obviously, a lot of people have to get up that time for work. Like, we've been up that time for work as well, and it's torturous getting up at that time.
But if I got up at that time, I wouldn't expect the whole house to be up at that time. I just
our kids get up at 5:30.
I just think, anyway, you know, in the evening, like if I wanted to go to bed slightly early, I just don't think you can like have a go for that. Like, you know, because he'll have to go to bed early if he's getting up at that time. But I wouldn't wake everyone up.
He's not asking her to go to bed earlier. He's asking her to go.
No, what I'm saying is that I know that you would go like, no, because you'd want me to stay up with you, even though I'm up at 5:30.
How much earlier do you want to go to sleep, babe?
10 o'clock's fine. This is hypothetical. I don't
know why. We go to bed at 10 o'clock. We go to sleep at 10 o'clock. I don't... Why are you changing this whole conversation around
I'm
here?
Relaying it to how I would feel. I don't know, like, we're not in this situation, are we? I'm not up at 5:30. Like, obviously, I get up far earlier than you and do, you know, all the stuff before you're awake.
I'm getting sick of this.
What are you getting sick of?
Like, you're making out that I'm always, like, having lie-ins.
It's not lie-ins. It's just longer than I stay in bed.
Well, that's not my fault if you wake up earlier than me. No, because it's making me out to be lazy, which is one of my
never
biggest...
Never once did I say you were lazy. Not never once.
Fucking lie in till 5 minutes after you.
Do you want to give her some advice?
I think she should be honest with him and just say, look, I'm exhausted. I like having my little cuddle in the morning with my daughter and...
Piss off waking me up.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Like if he was going on a 3-day trip and leaving at 5 in the morning, I get it. Because like you get up, make a little breakfast, and you know, it's the last time you're going to see them for a few days. But every day is quite relentless, especially when she's last to bed.
Yeah, just say, you know, stop waking me up, basically. So just signing off on this podcast then, I don't think that we need to worry about getting old yet, but it's something that we're planning for in the future. At the moment, I feel great.
I feel great, but there is a lot of pressure for girls.
Yeah.
There is. And you want to... look and feel your best, and it's hard to, like, especially if you, like, life gets in the way and kids and you're busy and then you're hanging around with a load of 30-year-olds. It does kind of play on your mind. But I'm looking forward to growing old with you.
I really am as well, but just bear in mind I'll drop you like a stone if you don't look your best.
Well, consider myself dropped because I already look like death.
You are sensational.
This whole podcast, I've looked like shit.
I find you incredibly attractive, as every other man in the world
does.
You
go to bed with me.
But, and also, it's not just about that anymore because I adore you as a person as well. Just remember that.
Thanks, babe.
That's the truth.
No, you can't play golf tomorrow.
It's Friday anyway.
Do you not play golf on a Friday?
Yeah, I always play golf. Well, I'd like to play golf. That's when I like to play.
That's okay with you.
That's okay with you.
I'll see how good you are.
Thanks, babe.
So guys, if you enjoyed that, we've got so much more content on our YouTube channel. Click here to subscribe and click here for more videos.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen,
premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.